Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Has Henry finished with this, Helen?
Hmm?
His scrambled egg.
Oh, yeah. You have, haven't you?
Anything you want me to do, Pat?
No. You just sit there.
I'll clear it, Mum.
No. It's all right. I only want to give the table a quick wipe.
Well, you've done it 3 times already, love.
I want the place to look nice when they get here.
Right. I'm off.
Well, aren't you going to hang on, Tom?
Plenty of lemonade, plenty of cola.
Good.
Well, I've got the pigs to see to. Jazz is not in today.
They'll be here any minute.
I'm sure Rich would like to meet his Uncle Tom.
Oh, sorry, darling.
And I want to see him too, but we don't want to overwhelm the poor guy, have everyone hovering around when he gets here.
Oh.
Right, let's get your hands wiped, Henry.
I suppose.
Don't worry, Mum. I'll catch him later, if we get the chance.
What are we stopping here for, Dad?
That's only for a moment, Rich.
I reckon the house is further up.
Yeah, it is. But this is a good place to turn around. If you want to.
All right.
Remember, you're the boss this morning.
I know.
It's all happened so fast, hasn't it? Finding out, agreeing to a meeting. Believe me, no one will blame you if you've changed your mind. We can go back now.
It's okay, Dad. I want to do this.
We'll have to get you a suit of your own soon, Josh.
Yeah, this one is pretty tight.
Let's put the hoods on before we go any further.
Okay. Don't want them getting grumpy on us.
New broods mean more mouths to feed. Is your neck properly covered?
Yeah. Were they all right when you came round last week?
Well, that was only a quick check. I wasn't going to do the first proper inspection without you.
Oh, cheers, Gran.
It's you doing me a favour. It makes life a lot easier, having two of us to check the hives.
So you found us okay?
This is it, love.
Yeah, it's easy enough.
Right, but please go in.
Hi.
Hello. Oh.
Hello, Eamon.
Oh, don't get up, Tony.
No, it's all right.
Go on through, Rich.
Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, no worries. Hey, Rich, this is it. These are your grandparents.
Oh, hello, and welcome.
Hi.
Come on. It's not like you to be shy.
Hello, Rich.
Hello, it's nice to meet you.
And you.
And this little fellow here is Henry.
Hello.
I'll take him now, Mum.
Now, don't be standing up for us, Tony. We've heard what you've been through.
No, I'm fine. And I'm so pleased to see you.
Oh, well, just no bother. We had a good drive down, didn't we?
Yeah.
I don't suppose you remember us from the Christmas market, do you, Rich?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, look, please, sit down, both of you. Make yourselves at home.
Oh, yes, please.
Or do you want to go through to the living room?
How about something to drink?
Rick?
I'm all right, thanks.
Or to eat?
We guzzled some junk food in the car, but I'd love a cup of tea if you're offering.
Of course.
Come on, let's take the weight off, eh?
Okay.
Rich was saying on the way down he's looking forward to seeing some photos of his dad. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, if you've got any.
Oh, plenty. Helen, will you put the kettle on?
Yep, sure.
And I'll fetch the photos.
Not too much smoke, Josh.
Is that enough?
I think so. We don't want to panic the hive.
A lot of them will be out foraging.
We still have to be patient for a minute or two.
Sure.
Let word spread there's a forest fire before we open up.
One day they'll work out it's not a real fire.
Oh, I hope not. They're a lot calmer when they load up with honey.
They weren't bad in the first hive.
Because we were quick. You spotted the queen at once.
Mm, she was so obvious.
Let's hope this one's queen right as well.
Mm. When we finished here, I'm helping Dad with some welding.
Are you?
We're patching up a couple of hurdles that got wrecked during lambing.
I thought you were doing some homework afterwards.
Oh, I finished most of that. And we've got to do the hurdles today. Dad's really busy tomorrow.
More than usual?
He's going to Felpersham. Well, he says it's nearer Danforth.
What's he going there for?
To look at some storage systems for the slurry.
Oh, yes.
It's brilliant we're staying in Milk.
Yes, isn't it? Now, shall we try lifting the roof?
Are we happy to go on a little further?
It's up to you, Pat. If you don't want to leave Tony on his own any longer...
Dad'll be all right.
He's looking so much better than he was.
Well, then I'm okay to keep looking around. It's interesting, isn't it, Ridge?
Yeah, it's good.
Well, I thought, since you wanted to see where your father worked...
And you've never been in a farm before, have you?
No, not since a school trip in infants. Oh, let me just switch sides, Henry. Oh.
You want me to give him a carry?
No, it's all right. He's no trouble. Thanks.
If we stop by the rowan tree for a moment...
Okay.
This is where your father started his own business when he was young, keeping pigs.
How old was he?
17.
How about that, Rich? He only had 4 years on you.
He bought them from Uncle Phil, didn't he?
That's right.
Do you want to get down, darling?
He was determined to do something of his own.
What did he do with the pigs?
Fattened them up, and when they were ready, set them to market.
So that's where your bacon sarnies come from.
Was he any good at it?
Oh, yes.
He was a born businessman. If we walk on a little way... can you see the barn down there?
Where? Oh, yeah.
Well, that's where he kept his mobile disco.
He was a DJ.
How cool is that?
When he started, he tried out all his records in the house. We got fed up with the noise, I'm afraid.
It was really loud.
So we told him to use the barn.
Very sensible, too. I'm the same with this one.
Is this where... Did he die near here?
No, we haven't come that way, Rich. But if it's important to you...
No, it's okay. I was only wondering.
Hi.
Hello, Tom.
That's your other boy?
Yes.
Another pig enthusiast.
What's he doing?
Someone has to check they're fed every day.
If you want to take a look, go ahead, son. You should meet your Uncle Tom while we're here.
Is that okay?
Of course. It doesn't look too muddy.
Okay.
Wow.
Straight over the gate.
Ah, oh, he's a fit lad.
Do you want to go in as well, Eamon?
I was thinking, maybe if we held back.
Oh.
Well, he'll never get closer to seeing what his father was actually like. He could probably do with a bit of space.
All right.
Hi. Rich?
Yeah.
I'm Tom, your dad's brother.
I know.
I'd, shake your hand, but I'm rather mucky.
It's all right. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm trying to persuade this little beauty to go in the trailer. Go on. That's it.
Are you taking it somewhere?
No, I just need to replace her ear tag.
Oh, right.
They all have to have a number. You see the others have got yellow tags in their ears?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, hers has fallen out somehow, and she's not legal without it.
So, are you putting it back in? Will she kick off about it?
No, it's easy enough. These girls will follow food anywhere.
It's what my father did, isn't it?
Work with pigs? Yeah.
Your mum says he was good at it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was very good. I expect that seems a bit weird. Most people don't like pigs.
I think they're okay.
Do you?
Yeah. And he was a DJ and all, wasn't he?
Yeah. He used to do loads of gigs round here.
Sounds like a really cool guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
So, do you want any help, you know, putting the tag back in?
Oh,
probably won't be much use, but...
Well, you can move the hurdles in a bit.
Okay. These things?
Yeah, that's it. So she can't back out.
Right.
Oh, though, hang on.
Am I not doing it right?
No, no, fine. It's just, well, they're a bit filthy and... Your jacket.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think your mum will be too pleased if you go back covered in muck.
Probably not. It's my best one.
Ah, well, it's okay then. I'll manage on my own.
Sorry.
Oh, no worries, Rich. Some other time, eh?
Yeah, okay.
She's looking forward to it enormously.
Paris?
It's all Lily's talking about. And the new suitcase your Aunt Elizabeth's bought her.
Are beekeeping suits expensive?
I'll have to have a little talk with your mum and dad about that.
Mm. It was hard moving round in this one. Mm. We're lucky there weren't any problems.
The bees have done well this winter.
Mm. I'd better see if Dad's ready to start yet.
So you haven't got time to come in for a piece of chocolate cake, then?
Oh, well...
I put it over as a little thank you for helping, but if you're too busy...
Well, it'd be dead rude if I didn't. So, yes please, Gran.
You sure you don't want anything else before you go?
No, thanks, Pat. No room after that lunch. It was tremendous.
Oh, nothing special.
The ice cream was awesome. Pecan's my favourite as well.
I hope you've enjoyed yourself, Rich. What do you think of farms now?
They're pretty cool. Once you get used to the smell.
Well, you know you'll always be welcome. Very welcome to come back whenever you like.
That's kind of you.
Yeah, thanks.
Right. We're not leaving anything.
You picked up your mobile?
Oh, it's here. I couldn't do without that.
Have you lost something, Rich?
Is there any chance of having a picture of my dad?
Oh, yes.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I left a couple out. Mum?
Oh, these are nice. He can only have been about your age here. And this one...
Is that him as a DJ?
Oh, yes. Yes, he went to so much trouble getting all dressed up.
Can I have that one, please?
With pleasure.
Thanks.
So, have a safe journey.
Rich, it wouldn't be the end of the world if you gave your grandmother a hug now.
Right.
Bye.
Bye, and thanks again.
It's been lovely seeing you.
Bye, Rich. It's been good to meet you properly.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
And thank you so much, Eamon.
Well, not at all. Now, you take care now, Tony.
Oh, I will.
Bye, Helen.
Bye.
Come on. Oh, we'll never get started.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye, Rich. It's been wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Bye.
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 Hang on, Jenny!
Shall I come back later?
No, you're in luck. I've just got the tank full.
What was that?
Hold on. Let me cut the revs.
Well, I'm sorry to be a nuisance.
It's all right. You couldn't have timed me much better.
Well, I wanted to catch you before I take Mum to the hairdresser's.
That's not too bad, is it?
I don't suppose you're going to Borchester Farm Supplies now, are you?
Sorry?
Well, if you're spraying.
Well, I'm not spraying. Adam will be.
Oh.
No, I promised to fill the tank for him while he ran up to the deer.
You always look so sinister in a face shield.
Well, that any better?
Yes, marginally.
We can't miss out in a morning like this. Not a breath of wind.
Look, if you do go, will you get a first aid box? One of those good, big ones.
Are we running low?
Oh, Jeff says the one in the workshop's almost empty.
Hmm.
And with Rory spending so much time in there...
Is that where he is now?
No, he's only just got up. He's chatting to Alice over breakfast.
Oh, she's here.
Mm-hmm. Only to borrow some bread. She hasn't had a chance to go shopping with her exams on.
Did she say how they're going?
She didn't really want to talk about them. She looked rather shell-shocked.
But she always worries too much.
At least she's taking a night off on Wednesday to see Amy.
I'm sure she'll sail through. And Debbie thinks the same.
Oh, you managed to catch her then? Well, how did it go?
Well, apart from the family chit-chat, fairly disastrously.
Oh, no.
Well, she thinks it's my fault Annabelle isn't turning cartwheels over her pig idea.
Does she still want you to put it to the board on Thursday?
Oh, yes. Wasn't very happy when I told her I'm not going to.
Oh.
But I've given it a lot of thought over the weekend, and I'm with Annabelle. Changing tack now will make BL and me look hopelessly indecisive.
Well, yes, that's the danger.
So I'm staking everything on pushing through the original dairy plan. Though the more I think about it, the slimmer my chances seem.
I'll finish cleaning the parlour if you like, Tom.
It's all right, Mum. It's nearly done.
You coming in for breakfast afterwards?
I can't.
Oh.
I've got to get straight off to Sawyer's.
Have you had anything to eat this morning?
I'll grab something when I've sorted the wrapper.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
Oh, sounds like one of the rollers has slipped out of true.
Oh, that's happened before, hasn't it?
Well, it's no big deal. Except to Morris, of course, who assumes it'll ruin the business.
Never knowingly looks on the bright side.
He can be a touch gloomy, but he's been an absolute star lately. He's put in a lot of extra hours.
Yeah, he has been good.
Yeah. Are you still all right for the bank on Friday?
Yeah, I put it in my diary.
Oh, great. Right then.
Tom, before you go...
Hmm?
Dad and I meant what we said last night.
Oh, it's all right, Mum.
We know you and Helen must have had mixed feelings about inviting Rich.
No. Well, not really.
I'm so pleased you both got on with him.
He seems like a nice kid.
And for us, actually being able to meet him as his grandparents to tell him about John.
I know.
It brought us so much comfort, Tom. So much joy. It was a wonderful thing for you and Helen to do.
We might need to keep our jackets on, Lindy.
Yes, it is quite crisp. Here'll do, Robert.
That's out of the shadow.
But it would be criminal not to have breakfast en plein air while the sun's out.
Absolutely.
Especially if I'm not needed at Grey Gables until 10.
It's always a little landmark, isn't it, getting the garden furniture out again?
Oh, yes.
I'll give it a clean before we bring the food out.
Oh, I do love mornings like this.
Yeah.
Blossom showing on the plum tree.
I don't think we've ever had so many celandines in the lawn before.
Everything's starting up again after all the dark and grey.
I know.
Funnily enough, I was thinking about renewal just before we saw Alan in the shop.
It obviously went well on Friday.
Oh, yes.
He seemed very pleased to have conducted his first green burial.
It's good to see the site actually in use now, isn't it?
Well, I'm glad we've reserved our own plots. I won't mind ending up there in due course.
I can't imagine anywhere more peaceful. Oh, no.
Clearly life isn't ready for us to be too peaceful yet, Lindy. I'll get it.
Hi, Brian.
Morning.
I'm afraid I'm just off to Sawyer's, so if you need to see anyone...
I'm not stopping. I'm on my way to Borchester Farm Supplies. I wondered if you'd like me to get you anything.
Oh, that's good of you.
I imagine you must still be stretched.
Well, not too bad, with some juggling. Now, what are we short of?
Well, if it's any help, my own list's a mile long. Hoof knives, ram crayons, hand wash, disposable gloves...
Actually, you've caught me on the hop.
Sorry. Now I know. If I'd planned it better, I'd have rung.
I'm not sure there is anything. Wait a second. Mum, before you go in the dairy... She'll have a better idea.
Hello, Brian.
Morning.
Do we need anything from farm supplies?
I'm heading that way, so...
Oh, that's good of you. Yes. Yes, we're running out of twist ties for the last of the winter leaves.
What sort do you want?
Plain white, a couple of packs.
Right.
Oh, here.
No, it's all right, Tom. No, wait till I drop them off.
Oh, okay.
Anything else?
No, I think that's it for the time being. I'll probably go myself next week.
Right then, just two packs of twist ties. How's Tony doing?
Oh, he's quite chirpy this morning.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we've had a little walk down to Long Meadow already.
As soon as Dad saw the sun, he couldn't resist.
Though, it does mean I'm rather late getting started on the yoghurt.
Oh, you press on, Pat. No, I'm making tracks myself.
Thanks. And thanks for getting the twist ties.
No trouble at all.
Much appreciated. See you later, Tom.
Yep, bye.
I haven't seen your mother so cheerful in ages.
It's the same as Dad, I suppose. A sunny morning cheers everyone up, doesn't it?
The Monday, not the Sunday.
Definitely Easter Monday.
Oh. So they'll miss the dawn service on Lakey Hill.
Well, that's not very photogenic anyway.
And this is a friend of James?
Yeah. Leonie's mentioned him before. Christian. Mm. Don't know his second name.
Don't think I've heard of him.
I'll leave you to put your milk in, Lindy.
Oh, thanks.
He was at boarding school with James.
Does he fly for a living?
No, he's some sort of financial analyst.
Oh.
It's his own helicopter.
Seems to use it recreationally more than anything.
Goodness. No shortage of money, then?
No. As soon as James told him about the book, he said he'd happily fly them over Ambridge.
Oh, what a marvellous opportunity to photograph the village from a bird's eye view. Oh,
Leonie's very excited. She says it's just the push they need to get working on it again.
Mm. Well, it'll be so nice to see them over Easter.
So she wants to know what's happening on the day so they can work out a timetable and a flight path.
Ah, now, Easter Monday. Well, there'll be the fair at Lower Locksley,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, they can take a look at that.
But actually in Ambridge...
Well, there's a bulls match at the ball, though I'm not sure how well that'll show up.
No.
And there's an Easter egg hunt as well, but again...
Not visually compelling?
Well, no.
No. The Brownies Easter Bonnet Parade!
Ah.
They're parading from the hall, round the green and back again.
Yes.
All the parents come to watch, so there'll be a good crowd.
Yeah, a helicopter will be quite a surprise for Brownell.
Rather, a lot of things are a surprise for Ginny Throckmorton.
Although, I wonder if James and Leonie would have to get permission from all the parents.
Oh, possibly. And will they actually see anything of it from the air?
Well, if Tilly Button's taking part, they will. She'd set fire to the village hall to get on camera.
And I was thinking about my own trip in a hot air balloon. You don't see that much of what's happening on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, a cricket match.
It's far too early.
No, it would look splendid. All of you in your whites, the pavilion and scoreboard.
Yeah, well, I suppose we could set up some kind of knockabout.
You have to ask Alistair.
Although, perhaps Leonie and James would be better off using, you know, broader brushstrokes.
What do you mean?
Well, how about a series of shots revealing the hidden bones of the village? The farms, the roads, the pub, all the main houses.
Oh, I see.
They could even fly over and take a snap of this place.
Oh. Do you think they will, Robert?
You dropped Peggy back already?
Yeah. I wondered if she'd want to go shopping afterwards, but she didn't.
Can you put the hand wash on the counter?
Oh, right. Here, once she'd had her hair done. Huh, that was it.
Thanks.
Do you want me to bring in anything else?
No, it's all right, darling. I'll unload the rest.
Oh, you did remember the first aid kit, didn't you?
Yes, it's buried somewhere under the disposable syringes and the drain cleaner.
Well, don't forget to put it in the workshop.
I won't.
Oh, Clary rang while we were in the hairdresser's to arrange coming over.
Oh, yeah, what for?
Oh, to give me some advice on flowering plants.
Are you holding her to that?
Well, of course I am.
Oh.
Well, it'd be very disrespectful if I didn't. I mean, what's the point in holding a promises auction otherwise?
When's she coming here?
Oh, Thursday afternoon. Apparently she's got an hour to spare after finishing at the dairy.
Don't let her talk you into any mooning gnomes.
Oh, Brian... It'll be interesting having a fresh pair of eyes to look over the garden.
Well, you'll be having a better time than me, then.
Oh, the board meeting.
Not a prospect to gladden the heart.
Oh, I'm sure you'll get your way in the end.
Oh, I'm not. I've been doing the maths all morning. It doesn't look good.
Oh, because of Martin?
Because of everybody. I mean, a few weeks ago, I only had to face down Andrew, but now...
Oh, you've still got a lot of support.
Oh, I don't know, Jenny. I'm assuming Annabelle will back me.
Well, she's bound to, if she's ruled out Debbie's alternative.
Well, even so, her backing's cancelled out by Andrew. That's a given.
Well, yes.
After that, Martin, very insecure. Jerry, losing faith in the project by the minute.
And what about Barbara?
Oh, no chance of knowing without the services of a mind reader.
Oh, surely she's given some indication.
None that I've picked up.
So it's all in the lap of the gods.
Oh, no, it isn't. No, I'm not just going to sit back and do nothing.
What can you do, then?
Do some serious lobbying between now and Thursday.
Is there still time to talk people round?
There'd better be, Jenny. I've nailed my colours to the mast with this project. If the damn thing goes down, I'm not sure my position as chairman remains tenable.
Is that enough straw, Ruth?
Oh, plenty. There's only a handful left in here.
It'll be good to get the last of the youngsters turned out.
Not too long now.
Well, at least it means there's not much muck going into the lagoon.
No.
Gives us more time to think.
You were doing plenty of that last night, David.
Well, that quote was a hell of a shock.
To both of us.
Oh, look, if you're happy to finish in here, I'll chase up the potato planter.
I know it's an awful lot, but...
Almost double the original estimate.
Well, yeah. When you said it last night, I thought...
40k.
That virtually rules out a new storage system.
It's well beyond what we were budgeting for.
But actually, looking at the finance deal...
I don't know.
When you break it down over 5 years, it's not so bad.
And it all started so well yesterday. I found their new premises without any trouble, despite our dodgy sat-nav. Talked it through with Jack Harper. I was quite pleased when he said there's no need to spend money separating solids from slurry because we're already straw-based.
Well, what they've suggested would really suit us.
And then he came out with it. Someone, somewhere, had put in the wrong data. Seriously underestimated the cost of the base and the amount of storage we need, and suddenly it's all back up in the air.
But is it, David?
Well, I don't know.
It'd be tight, but I think we can manage it. At least it's fixed payments. We wouldn't be worrying about interest rates.
Well, that's the only consolation.
Well, the other thing is, it would save us having to ask the bank for another big loan. If we make economies elsewhere, we could just about meet the monthly repayments from our existing overdraft.
Well, possibly.
Not convinced?
Well, I'm not quite as against it as I was yesterday. But it's all academic anyway. We might not get planning permission.
True.
I'm going to talk to the Environment Agency and someone at the council before we even think about making a decision.
Brian, good morning.
Morning, Martin. How's things?
My PA's threatening to hand in a notice. I can't have the car I want for 3 months, and my wife thinks I need to lose weight. So, absolutely peachy. Why do you ask?
What are you doing for lunch? Do you fancy meeting up?
Oh, I'd like to, but I can't. I'm working right through today.
Well, surely you can snatch an hour.
You know how it is, Brian. Year-end stuff.
Good Lord.
It's not that unusual.
Young doe's trying to kick her hare.
Quite some bar you're ringing from.
Sorry, I'm up with a deer.
Well, you carry on bothering them. We'll have to arrange lunch some other time.
Well, what about a drink then, later on?
I've got a very full schedule.
Well, half an hour, Martin, that's all I want.
To discuss the price of fish?
You know what I want to talk about.
Yeah, I do.
So, how about it?
To be honest, I can't see much point.
Well, there are certain things we need to be clear about before Thursday.
Well, haven't we been over this already? Several times?
Not really, Martin, no. I mean, there may be more at stake than you realise.
Don't worry, I'll scratch your ear again in a minute.
Daryl?
Hello?
I don't suppose you... Oh, there you are, Ben. Out, out, out!
It's all right, Peggy, I don't mind.
He's a blessed nuisance. I deliberately put him and Bill in the kitchen so they wouldn't pester you.
I like cats. We always had them around when I was growing up.
I've never known such a mischievous animal.
Oh, do you need to use the...
No. Take as long as you like, Daryl.
Another 20 minutes, tops. The odd part's getting the old taps out. They must have been in for a good few years. Done you good service.
They were in the lodge when we first moved in, so I suppose they have.
Mm. Well, they weren't bad in their day, but look, you can see where it's just sheared off.
Ah, that's why the tap just kept turning.
You weren't getting any purchase. If you like, I can just replace this one instead.
Oh, no, change both of them. It'll look very odd otherwise.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Ben, he always has to know what's going on.
I was saying to Ilona last night, I wouldn't mind having a cat again.
Forever poking your nose in, aren't you?
Although there might be something about pets in our tenancy agreement.
Oh, I'm sure Lillian wouldn't mind you having a cat. Do you want me to ask?
No, it's all right, Peggy. We'll wait until we're more settled before we do anything like that. It'll look all right when it's in place, won't it?
Very nice. And you feel you're settling in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we all love it at number three. And the girls are really enjoying being in Ambridge.
Good.
One of the things I like best, and I didn't think I would at first, is the bell ringing.
Oh, yes. You could hear it very clearly from there.
Me and Ilona was listening to it last night during the practice. It was beautiful.
It is, when it's well done.
Mind you, once or twice it went wrong. Slightly clunky.
Oh, I expect that'll be young Lily Pargeter. She's only started ringing very recently.
Oh, well. You're bound to make a few mistakes when you're learning.
You ought to think about having a go yourself. They're always looking for new ringers.
I might just do that, Peggy. Oh, hello. You coming to join in the fun?
Oh, Bill, not you as well.
I found her when I came out to work with Tig.
She's badly stuck, isn't she?
Yeah, I tried freeing her myself, but she's completely kamikaze. Won't take helping.
What do you want me to do?
Well, it's the top strand that's the problem, look.
She has tangled it, hasn't she?
I couldn't lift it and get her legs back through at the same time.
Well, look, I'll grab it. Tell me when you're ready.
Right. Okay, go on then.
Okay.
Come on, madam!
That's it.
Come on! Ow! Ow! Oh,
you all right?
God, you kicked my shin really hard.
Yeah.
Oh, great load of thanks that is.
Well, at least she hasn't hurt herself. Any idea what she was up to?
Yeah, one of our lambs had got into the next field. She was trying to follow it. We'll have to check all along for gaps.
Do you want me to do it so you can get on with Tig and the phone calls?
There's no need. I've already rung.
Oh?
Yeah, I had a quick chat with Simon Potter in planning. He can't see any obvious problems.
No?
We'd be sighting it well away from anyone else's housing. It won't show on the skyline. So he says getting permission should be quite straightforward.
Oh, that's encouraging.
Yeah, and the EA were fairly positive as well. They obviously think it's a better solution than patching the lagoon.
And what do you think?
Well, I think... let's go for it, Ruth.
Yeah?
You know, we've been dealing in theories for so long. Let's just crack on and actually do something.
You're honestly happy with that? You think we can make it work?
Yes, I do. I really think we can.
That can't be right, Darrell.
It is. I got the taps at trade. There's the receipt.
Well, what about your labour?
I'm not charging you for that.
Oh, you must do.
I don't want a penny for it, Peggy. I'm just glad of the chance to do you a favour.
I wasn't asking you to do it as a favour.
You've been so kind to my family. I want to do this in return. Please.
Oh, very well then. Thank you very much.
I enjoyed the company anyway. You and the cats.
They really are incorrigible.
I'd rather keep busy than kick my heels at home.
Lillian said you've started doing one or two jobs for Amside.
Yeah, I did some brickwork last week. And Matt wants me to have a look at a kitchen on Friday.
Well, I'm sure he's glad to find a reliable workman. Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
Slightly over. I'll see if I've got change.
No, don't. It's only pennies. Buy a little treat for Anna and Rosa. Please.
OK. Thanks very much. Rosa's been over with Mike Tucker today, helping out at the dairy. She's dead chuffed to be earning a bit.
Oh, that's lovely.
Right, I'd better make tracks. Thanks for the tea and cake.
Not at all.
And now, I was serious, Peggy. We'd love you to call in at number 3, see what we made of it.
I'd like to, very much. When would be a good time?
Lona's got Thursday off. How about then?
If we stick to our guns, we can win the argument at every level.
So you say, Brian.
Welfare's a strong point for us, not a weakness. All this cows belong outside.
It's got a lot of traction.
I could show the protesters a few places to make them thing again.
I'm sure you could.
There's a pair of brothers in North Borsetshire. Cows on grass, how lovely. Except half of them have foot rot because neither of the old boys knows how to use a paring knife properly.
Well, I'm not saying the substance of your argument is wrong.
Well, what is then?
We're dealing with perceptions.
All right, well, we can change those.
Can we? Did you manage to convince Jerry?
Oh.
He happened to mention you were meeting up last night before his trip.
Well, I wouldn't be doing my job properly if I didn't sound people out.
What was his reaction?
Well, he still has some concerns.
Which you couldn't assuage.
We had a very frank and useful conversation.
Hmm.
And he's agreed to listen to all the arguments on Thursday.
Before he sides with Andrew.
Well, we don't know that.
What about Barbara? Have you cornered her yet?
I'm taking her for lunch tomorrow.
Oh, well, hope the food's good.
She hasn't given you any idea.
I'd have more chance of reading the Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, I have the same problem.
Look, Brian, everyone appreciates how much you and Debbie have put into this.
I don't want appreciation, Martin. I want your support.
But given the strength of public opposition to the dairy, perhaps the wisest course is to withdraw gracefully before BL's reputation takes too much of a beating. Sorry to be so blunt.
We could drop the idea, I suppose.
It'd save a lot of bad blood.
Except I'm not prepared to see all that hard work thrown away. Especially your input, Martin. When if we can just keep our nerve a little longer...
How much longer, Brian? How much bigger do the protests have to get?
Well, the chances are they've already peaked. Well, if they haven't, they soon will. And look, these things come and go at the tide.
So you hope.
If we hang on tight, think of the kudos when the profits start coming in.
Kudos?
Yeah, for those of us with backbone who saw it through. You watch, there'll be one or two red faces on the board then.
I'm not saying there's no merit in your position.
So support me. Because if I can't get this through on Thursday...
Then what?
Well, if I've lost the confidence of the board over something this big, what's the point of staying on?
I wondered if you'd play that card.
It isn't a card, Martin. I'm running out of options.
I'd be very sorry to see you step down, Brian. You're an excellent chair.
But you're prepared to let it happen.
I don't think you should stake everything on the dairy.
So you've switched sides?
No. The truth is, I'm undecided.
Oh.
Not Jerry's kind of undecided. I genuinely don't know which flag to salute.
Well, you're running out of time.
I'm coming in on Thursday. I'll listen carefully to you and to Andrew. Then I'm going to make my mind up.
Well, as long as you realise, Martin, with so much at stake, your decision may be absolutely crucial.
A Friargate Fizz? No, a Loxley Libra? Okay. How about a Caribou Kirsty?
Caribou Kirsty?
Yeah, it's a highball. Two types of rum and sweet, sweet pineapple juice.
No thanks, Kenton.
Well, I can't tempt you with any of our Easter cocktails, Amy.
Maybe later on, when Alice gets here.
Oh, good. I can always rely on her to be a bad influence.
But I want to start off slow. I've got work tomorrow.
Yeah, no, fair enough. So, stick with a cranberry spritzer for now, yeah? What, without the wine?
Please.
I guess you can make up for it over the holiday. Are you getting some time off over Easter?
Some.
Oh, you must go to the Bull for the quiz, then. It's a Harry Jazzer special, £50 for the winning team.
Might do.
Oh, but save Easter Monday for here. We're having a big retro night, 80s onwards.
Sounds pretty retro now.
Hey, can't be a bit of ABC, Amy.
I'm not complaining.
Oh, and we want people to dress up. You know, we want big hair, shoulder pads, rah-rah skirts, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, you up for it?
Well, we're still swapping around shifts at work. I'm not sure what I'm doing yet.
OK, well, you know where the hottest night in town will be? Unless you've got other plans already.
Hiya.
Hey. Hiya, Kenton.
Oh, evening, Alice.
Have you been waiting long?
No, I've only been here 5 minutes.
Oh, that's okay then.
Yeah, Amy says now you're here, the drunken revelry can begin.
Oh, there won't be much of that, I'm afraid. I'm shattered.
Me too.
God, what is wrong with the youth of today?
How was your exam?
3 hours of advanced control systems. I'm completely wiped out.
Ah, well, we're in the right place to recover then. Our Easter cocktails make perfect stress busters.
Maybe I should have brought Dad in.
Oh, yeah, why?
I called him for 5 minutes after the exam. He is so wound up.
What about?
Oh, he's got a huge board meeting tomorrow. Mum says it's completely stressing him out.
Pad, you going to be much longer?
No, I'll soon be in, love. There aren't many veg boxes left.
Oh, right.
Did the milking go okay for Pip this morning?
Yes, I think so.
You all right, Tony?
Yeah, I'm fine. It could have waited, but...
What?
Well, I was checking our emails. We've just had one from Rich.
Either he's cooked something for us every night or brought in a takeaway.
Aww.
Even when he's been working late himself.
Chris is so good to you.
I know. It's a good job. I deserve it.
Mind you, exams are different to ordinary work, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
I remember the state I got in with mine. Convinced myself I was never going to pass.
Oh, don't talk about passing and failing, Amy.
Sorry.
I've been panicking ever since I finished this afternoon.
OK, no more exam talk. What's your caribou Kirsty like?
It's, pineapple-y.
You should have said no.
Well, there is quite a kick to it.
Hiya!
Who's that?
Tom, downstairs. Hi! Brent with you?
No, I'm working.
Aw, oh, shame.
Oh, hi, Amy. Have fun.
We will.
Yeah, see you. Who's working, Nate? Well, he's like your Chris, isn't he? Takes his responsibilities seriously.
I guess so.
It's great when you meet a bloke like that, isn't it? The decent sort who doesn't mess around.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Amy.
What?
He should have stuck a great big bag over my head to shut me up. What am I like going on about my exams?
It's okay.
Let's move on to the real news. What's happening with you and Carl?
I've dropped it all off in the kitchen.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
I promise it won't happen again.
Hey, no worries. I'm impressed you didn't leave it till tomorrow.
How can you do your belly busters without my bangers?
Good point. But, well, thanks for coming out tonight.
It's not just you, actually. I've been chasing all around Borchester.
What, are you running late because of your dad?
No. We've had a glitch with our wrapping system all week.
Oh, okay.
You can imagine how well Morris has reacted.
With a smile on his lips and a song in his heart?
Close. But I do owe him for all the help he's put in lately, so I said I'd see to it.
And have you caught up now?
One more job, and then I'm done.
Right.
And I fixed the dodgy roller on the wrapper earlier, so it's all good.
Oh, well done. How is your dad, by the way?
Doing okay, thanks. Definitely on the mend.
Oh, excellent.
He'd had a good walk when I went over this afternoon. Do you know anything about this helicopter photo shoot?
Ah, on Easter Monday?
Dad had heard that Leonie Snell and James are doing something.
Yeah, Ambridge from the Air. It was nearly a riot when Derek Fletcher found out.
Oh, so it's actually happening?
Oh, yes. Derek called it an outrageous invasion of privacy.
Why?
He doesn't want his property photographed.
You're kidding.
No. Even now, I suspect he's arming his garden gnomes with rocket launchers.
Who'd want to photograph Derek's garden?
Oh, search me.
Now, if it's a hot day and Sabrina Thwaite's out sunbathing...
Oh, yes, well...
Then you might have a privacy issue.
Doesn't read as though he was made to do it.
No. It's very natural, isn't it?
It's such a lovely email.
Oh, he clearly enjoyed being here.
Must have done, if he's happy to come back sometime.
Oh, only when they're down visiting Sharon's parents, anyway.
I know.
Which won't be that often.
All the same, he'll always be welcome.
Yeah, we'll have to make that clear when we're right back.
Isn't it funny, mentioning the pigs twice?
Yes, yeah, they must have made quite an impression.
Or Tom did. And say hello to Henry, that's nice.
Mm. Here, why don't you print it off, love? You'll wear the screen out reading it so often.
Yeah, I will in a minute, but... Dad, I was wondering about the photo.
Yeah, super, isn't it? Did you ask him to send one?
No. I'm not sure our printer will do it justice.
Ah, no, perhaps not.
Can you pass me a memory stick?
He looks so relaxed.
I wonder if that's their garden behind.
Here.
He looks so similar and so different.
Mm. It's extraordinary, isn't it?
I'll save it, get it printed in town tomorrow.
It might be worth getting a few copies, Pat.
Well, for Tom and Helen?
Well, I was wondering, now we've made contact with Rich and may see him again from time to time.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Perhaps we ought to say something to Mum.
Oh.
And Jennifer and Lillian. After all, he's their relative as well.
Yes, of course he is.
I was thinking about it while I was having my walk. Maybe it's time to end all the secrecy.
It's been so overwhelming. I hadn't really thought about Peggy or your sisters.
Well, there'll never be a better time to tell them. If we do it now, they'll understand why we haven't said anything so far. But if we leave it...
I agree, Tony. My only worry...
What's that?
You're right. There have been too many secrets, especially from Helen and Tom. And they've been so thoughtful, bringing him here... Perhaps we should ask what they think first.
And that's it. Everything.
Everything?
You haven't told me anything yet, Amy.
I have. There's nothing else to tell.
Oh, yes, there is. Right, I'm going to make it easy for you. Okay. Focus on the swizzle stick.
What are you on about?
Gorgeousness. Scale of 0 to 10.
You're mad.
How gorgeous is he? Right, I'll start pointing down here.
I've already told you. He's nice.
Oh, French fries are nice, Amy. I want to know how hot and fit. Right, tell me when to stop.
Alice.
We're passing a face that breaks mirrors onto all right in dim light. Okay, we're making progress. Halfway up the photometer.
Photometer? You can tell you're an engineer.
We've reached quite good looking. Shall I stop or keep going, Amy?
Go on.
Passing seriously sexy. Waving goodbye to Johnny Depp. Help, I'm running out of swizzle stick.
Stop.
Oh, almost off the scale. He must be hot.
Well, it does work out. And oh, he's got great eyes.
Oh, right, what's next?
Put that thing down.
Oh,
go on.
Okay. So, he's gorgeous. He works out. You said he's very masculine.
With a real sensitive side, you know, and a brilliant sense of humour.
Oh, essential if he's going out with you.
Thank you. He had me howling when his toaster blew while we were making breakfast.
Breakfast? Uh-huh. Okay, well, that answers my next question.
Alice.
Well, there's no point denying it. You're glowing.
I've only just started staying over.
What sort of place has he got?
Fantastic. It's one of those canal side apartments in Felpersham, Ropemaker's Wharf.
Oh, yeah, I like those.
There's not much room because it's like it's for one person, but it's really smart.
Yeah, they look it.
Though at weekends, he mostly goes back to his parents' house in Elwes Wood.
Oh, so they're from Borsetshire?
They spend a lot of the time in Spain now. He goes back to check on the house.
Well, that's good of him.
Mm, that's one of the things I like best. Family's really important to him.
Yeah?
I mean, he always spends time with his nan while he's up there as well. She's in a nursing home.
Oh, he sounds a really excellent guy.
He is. I think he's great.
That's all the veg boxes loaded, ready for tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't have time to finish the last few for you, Tom.
Oh, I wasn't expecting you to do any.
I'm afraid I sidetracked your mother while she was working.
What you've done's a great help. It means I can get off now and see if Bren still recognises me.
Oh, before you go, Tom, we had an email earlier from Rich.
Oh?
I've printed a copy. It's to all of us.
Oh. Let's see.
It got us thinking, actually.
Yes.
A good attitude to pigs.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that.
It's a very thoughtful email for such a young lad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad he enjoyed himself.
What we thought was, since he's now part of our lives...
Only a small part... Nevertheless,
we felt that
perhaps it's time to tell the rest of the family.
Oh. Everybody?
Immediate family to start with.
Your Gran and Jennifer and Lillian.
It's bound to filter out from there, but they should know first.
Yeah.
After all, Rich is part of their family as well now.
I guess so.
Do you mind if we tell them?
It just feels better to get everything out in the open.
That's fine by me.
In that case, it's too late to start now, but I'll ring round tomorrow.
Are you going to tell them on the phone?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, we want to do it face to face.
We thought we'd ask them over together to talk it all through. Show them his photo.
Okay.
And explain why we haven't said anything up to now.
That's a good idea.
So, if you've no objections...
None whatsoever.
I'll see if we can agree on a time.
It's going to be quite a surprise for them.
Yes, isn't it?
Not the first shock we've given them over the past year, though.
No.
I wonder what Peggy, Jennifer and Lillian will make of this one.
If we're still a few minutes shy of starting...
You're not disappearing again, Martin.
Only for a moment. I want to make sure Sandra's got my contact details for the weekend.
Oh, can you ask her what's happening with the coffee and water?
Yeah, will do, Annabel.
Doesn't want to be left on his own with us.
He is very edgy.
Afraid I'm going to pin him in a half Nelson if he doesn't back the dairy.
Wouldn't put it past you, Brian.
Yeah, neither would I.
There's quite a glint in your eyes this afternoon.
Pure terror. My gut feeling is we're not going to get the right result.
You sure you won't need the laptop projector?
No. Everyone's got a summary in front of them. Do you know if Andrew's using it?
He hasn't asked me to set anything up, and normally he's as hopeless as you with the technology.
Well, neither of us is going to be arguing facts and figures. We've all had enough of those.
Mm.
This afternoon's more about company philosophy. Are we quitters or fighters?
Why don't you sit down, Brian? At this rate, you'll be exhausted before you even step in the ring.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. It won't impress Barbara if I'm red-faced and sweaty-palmed.
What were you saying about your brother-in-law when Martin came in?
Oh, yes, that's rather unsettling.
Oh?
Well, as far as we knew, his recovery was going well, but just before I came out, Jenny took a call from Pat. Can she make time to come over tomorrow?
What for?
Well, Pat didn't say. But Lillian's been asked as well, and Peggy.
Oh.
Quite. Maybe the long-term prognosis isn't as good as we'd hoped.
Mm. Afternoon, Jerry.
Afternoon. Hello, Brian.
Don't worry. We haven't done away with the rest of the board. Martin's here.
So are Andrew and Barbara.
Are they?
I left them downstairs having a confab.
Oh.
We got any coffee?
Martin's chasing it up.
I was hoping he'd be here already. I'm gasping.
How was your trip?
Useful. Had one or two interesting meetings.
Good. And did you have a chance to mull things over while you were away? Any change of position on the dairy?
Brian, I've been to Newcastle, not Damascus.
I bought it on my way home. There, what do you think? You're sure she won't feel patronised, Robert?
Leonie, patronised by an Easter egg? Hardly.
It's just a gesture for when they visit us.
It's a good thought, Lindy. Thanks.
Now, I do wonder if it's a little ornate. Oh, well. This is nice. Radio 3?
Yes, I'm trying to catch as much of Schubert week as possible.
I do hope she'll like the egg. Well, now, I'll make a start on the parts.
Hmm?
So they can be pressure washed.
Oh, yeah.
And while I'm doing that, perhaps you can get going on the gutters?
The gutters?
Yes. You usually clear them at this time of year.
I clear them when they need clearing.
Which is now.
Why? I haven't noticed they're blocked with leaves or anything. We haven't had any rain spilling over lately.
Well, no, but we don't want them looking unsightly, do we?
Oh.
Ambridge Hall must appear at its very best when James and Leonie fly over.
Lindy, they're flying over with a friend, not with the guttering police.
We may never be photographed from the air again.
We've got over a week to tidy the place up.
Oh, Robert, who knows what the weather will be like between now and then? We must seize every opportunity.
Lindy, I'm busy. I'm trying to resolve a domain name problem with the website I set up for Roger Lanyard.
Well, can't it wait?
I promised I'd do it today.
You still can. We've got nothing planned for this evening. And we'd never forgive ourselves if there were any blemishes when our dear little home has its portrait taken.
Annabel, can I say something?
In a moment, Martin. I promise we come to Jerry next.
Thank you. My point is, well, first of all, I accept there are cogent arguments for both courses of action, depending on circumstance.
Obviously.
Brian.
It may be obvious, but as Andrew pointed out, it's also critical. And circumstances have changed. When we first looked at the dairy, even the doubters could see the potential for it to work.
Yeah, it still can.
I disagree with you. Not now the wave of negative publicity, no matter how unjust, threatens to tarnish our wider image.
These things blow over.
Brian, please.
If we carry on trying to force it through against the tide, we risk turning public and planners against all our future developments.
Ugh.
I know it's painful, giving up a cherished project, but that's simply the business we're in, so I'm with Andrew. It's time to quit.
What about a compromise?
Martin.
Why don't we go ahead with the dairy, but scale it down?
Oh, no.
That's the worst of both worlds, Martin.
Well, it's not even worth exploring.
No. Look, if we shrink output, we'll lose all the benefits of the global market.
And still have the bunny huggers on our back.
Quite. Because for once, I agree with Jerry. It's the full-size dairy or nothing. The meeting must deliver a straight yes or no.
Careful, Robert.
Sorry.
You nearly covered me in leaves.
I didn't know you were still down there.
Well, when you've cleared the gutters, can you take some of the moss off the slates?
What?
I know it's quite picturesque, but there's a fine line between character and decrepitude.
Will you stop confusing me with a young mountain goat?
Oh, really, I'm not asking you to scramble the whole way up the roof.
I'm not doing any scrambling at all.
Shh, Robert. Hello?
Linda, it's Jamie.
Oh, Jamie, hello.
I'm at St. Stephen's. I think the peregrines laid some eggs.
Oh, my goodness. Have you seen them?
I think so. Well, I'm not certain. I haven't got any binoculars.
Stay right there, Jamie. I'll be with you in 5 minutes.
Let me be perfectly frank. I agree with a great deal that's already been said. We've taken a pasting in the media these past few weeks. The demonstrations may not have been that large, but they've certainly been eye-catching, and I'm not going to pretend otherwise. I also agree with Jerry. Circumstances have changed. For instance, not so long ago, there was a great deal of support for the dairy round this table.
We have acknowledged that, Brian.
What hasn't changed are the reasons why it's such a good proposition for BL. Not just the numbers, but the whole ethos of the dairy. The welfare argument, the jobs we'll create.
It's too late to get that across now.
Not to the planning committee, it isn't. They're used to sifting fact from spin. They're not going to lap up inaccurate assumptions on extremist websites.
It's more than just websites, Brian.
Oh, I know. We've also had a few ill-informed callers on phone-ins, angry letters to the Echo, but these things blow over. It's the things that don't blow over I'm concerned about. If we make the wrong decision this afternoon, we may do permanent damage to BL.
In what way?
At the moment, we're ready to take our plans to the council. Now, either they'll pass them, in which case the protesters have to find something else to play with, and we reap the benefits. Or it's turned down. In which case, we take it on the chin, concede defeat gracefully.
I'm not sure you know how to do that, Brian.
But if we give up now, we lose profit and reputation for nothing. Now, do you really think our critics will be appeased? I don't. Believe me, if we cave in over this, we'll put everything we want to achieve in the future at risk. Borchester Land will be seen as the company that buckles at the first sign of opposition. Is that what we want to do today? Is that the signal of weakness we want to send out to our opponents?
Oh, he's had enough. The peregrine's seen it off.
Gulls are terrible egg thieves.
Have you seen any eggs?
Two. When it flew up at the gull. Here, you have a look, Jamie. Normally, you'd expect three or four in a clutch.
Oh, she's settling on them again.
And she may have lost one or two already. Oh, heavens. I'll have to warn Leonie.
About what?
Not to let the helicopter get too close. I don't know if you've heard.
Oh, yeah. They're flying over Ambridge at Easter.
I'd feel terrible if the mother deserted.
Jolene's looking forward to it. She wants to get all her customers to stand outside, to make a word or a sign or something.
Oh, to be seen from the helicopter. What a splendid idea.
Oh, Linda. Oh, she's shown her claws well. Oh, I wouldn't want to mess with her.
Peregrines are quite fearsome.
Ever since you showed me the scrape last year, I always look up when I'm near the church.
Oh, a lot more people seem to be taking an interest this time.
I didn't know whether to ring you or not. When I saw the eggs.
I'm very glad you did.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
I was walking back from the stables when I saw the mail fly across. I wasn't expecting it. I was thinking about cricket.
If we wait, he might be back soon.
Alice has fixed up a new training night. So, like, the younger ones don't have to, well, you know.
Hang round with the more chronologically challenged.
Well,
Robert said something about that. Oh, she's still nervous.
There's a few of us up for it. Me, Marty, Josh, two of the Button cousins.
Running two sets of nets will keep Alistair busy.
He's not doing ours.
No?
A bloke from Westbury's given it a try for a few weeks. A nifty ifty.
Oh, Iftikhar.
Great name.
Yes, Rob has met him once or twice. He's supposed to be a very good pace bowler.
Oh, that's right.
And quick as a whippet in the field.
Want me to get you anything, Brian?
Oh, no, it's all right.
I don't mind. We've got a reasonable malt stashed away somewhere, haven't we?
Yeah, you go ahead, Annabelle. I don't feel much like drinking.
I thought a small glass might help revive you.
No, I'm all right. No, I'm just letting people get away.
See?
I'm not in the mood for any more chit-chat with them.
It's bruising, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, normally I can gauge the way things are going, but not today.
To be honest, the more you spoke, the more trenchant Jerry's opposition became.
I know. Well, I mean, Andrew had made a very good case for dropping the dairy. He even had me doubting once or twice.
Didn't show.
No?
No. You were very persuasive.
Oh, I felt I was playing catch-up the whole time, never quite getting there.
Well, you brought Martin round in the end.
Well, he should never have been in doubt.
No, we shouldn't have taken him for granted.
Yeah. Barbara was the wild card. Oh,
barely said a word all meeting. Mm.
I kept glancing towards her, hoping for a smile or a nod, but nothing.
Oh, she's not a complete ice maiden, Brian.
Oh, what, you mean the thing she had with Matt years ago?
I mean, you clearly had an effect on her this afternoon. Well, you must have done. She came down on the right side, didn't she?
In the end, after I'd sweated blood for her support.
Come on, Brian, cheer up. We're taking the plans to the council. You got what you wanted.
Well, I'm glad to have squeaked through. But at what cost? I haven't left myself anywhere to hide, have I?
No, not really.
I'm so closely identified with the dairy now. If anything goes wrong, my neck's right on the chopping block.
Well, it was all much closer than he'd have liked.
Not if they've decided to stay with it, Jenny.
Yeah, at least they're applying for planning permission.
Then Brian's got what he wanted, hasn't he?
Except he's used up all his goodwill with the board, Lillian.
Well, business is war, darling. Ask Matt. Never has his nose out of Sun Tzu these days.
I may have to get Brian a copy.
No, Ben, no. You're not jumping up and shedding fur on me again.
Mum's taking her time, isn't she?
Well, she always does when she's worried. She likes to compose herself.
And you've no idea what...
No, not at all.
Well, I can't imagine it's good news.
No.
I did wonder if Tony's going in for an operation.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. Mm. A bypass or something. Yeah.
I'll be with you in a moment.
Oh. No rush, Mum. Isn't it exciting about James?
Oh, it'll be nice for you to see him, of course.
I asked if there was any room for me on board when I rang for his birthday.
You didn't.
I'd love to go up in a helicopter.
Oh, they're horribly noisy.
I don't mind a bit of noise.
If I can find my bag, I'm ready. Oh, Ben, has he been making a nuisance of himself?
Of course he has. That's what we love about him.
Is this the bag, Mum?
Oh, thank you, dear. Did you notice the taps when you went to the bathroom?
I did indeed. Very stylish.
He wouldn't take a penny for the work.
Daryl's good like that.
He even invited me to have tea with him and Ilona. I went round yesterday.
Oh, that's nice of them.
They've made number 3 extremely cosy.
Yes, haven't they?
I'm so pleased we persuaded Ilona to take it. Now, are you ready? Shall we make a move?
Want the hazelnut ones in the van, Pat?
No, they're not going out till tomorrow morning.
Oh.
They can go with the apricot yoghurts in the cold store, Clary.
Oh, right you are.
One more crate, and we're done for the day.
I were ever so pleased when I saw them.
What, the Easter eggs?
Straight away I thought that's perfect for my lot.
Who's getting what?
Pigs for George, sheep's for Mia. And the cockerel for Jake.
Oh, I suppose Kira's still too young for Easter eggs.
Oh, I couldn't leave her out, could I? Now I've got a sweet little duck for her.
Oh.
Edward'll eat it if they don't want her to have it.
Oh, they're here already.
You've got visitors. Do you need to get off? I'll finish up here.
Would you mind?
Of course not, no.
I've signed the temperature record already.
Right.
If you could put this in the cold store and lock up.
Yeah, and I'll have a last clean around.
You sure you've got time?
Oh, yeah, Ed won't be here for 10 minutes. Yeah, you go and get out of your coverall. Don't keep people waiting.
Thanks, Clary. That's great.
Oh, come in. Come in.
Ooh, hello, Tony.
Afternoon, Lillian. Hello, Mum.
How are you, dear?
Oh, not too bad at all.
Oh, you're looking a better colour. Oh,
thanks for coming, Jennifer. Please, and sit down anywhere. Shall I put the kettle on?
No, not for me, thanks.
No, nor me. I'd be more interested in hearing your news than a cup of tea, Tony.
Ah, yes, well, Pat will be here in a minute. I'd rather wait till then, if you don't mind.
Oh, if you must.
Oh, please, make yourselves comfortable. She won't be long.
Tony, you are all right, aren't you?
Hmm?
Well, you do know that if there's anything that we can do...
Oh, no, it's not that. It's not about me.
Oh, so it's no more problems with the old ticker?
No, not at all.
Oh, thank heavens. Tony, do you know what you've put us through?
I'm so sorry. No, it's not bad news at all.
Then why bring us here? Oh,
because it's important for the family. You all need to know. Oh, here's Pat.
Apologies. I thought I'd be finished sooner.
It's all right. No harm done. As long as you tell us what's actually going on.
Yes, of course, Mum. Well, recently, we found out that John had a son.
Oh.
Didn't you see him through the kitchen window?
All of them.
Peggy, Lillian and Jennifer. And it ain't none of their birthdays, so...
When are they going to get that pothole fixed?
Jennifer never said nothing about them all getting together yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I never asked her. How'd you get on telling her what to do with her garden?
I weren't telling her, Eddie.
Oh, that's what she paid for, ain't it?
Well, it were more chatting it through together, you know. I mean, let's face it, she knows a lot more about gardening than me.
Oh, don't put yourself down, love.
Well, thank goodness she didn't want no advice on her South African planting.
Oh, she got enough of that last year, didn't she, when Brian asked the gardener's question time team?
Oh, yeah. I did enjoy going over there, though, having a good nosy round. Imagining it were my garden.
So, what did you tell her to do?
Give her the names of a few lilies. Made one or two suggestions. Where she might let some annuals self-seed. I mean, she don't have no love in a mist at all.
Spot anywhere for a burrowing mole or a cheeky concrete frog with a fly on its nose?
No. Oh. Well, they ain't really garden ornament people, are they?
Pity. I can't give those frogs away at the moment.
I wonder why.
Did you get a copy, Lillian?
Look, there's another one here.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yes, there's certainly something of John about him.
Isn't there?
Yes, yeah. His eyes are so like his father's.
These are for you to keep, aren't they, Pat?
Yes. I mean, if you want to.
Oh, yes, thanks. That's just how I remember John smiling.
And you didn't know about any of this until Ivy Horobin died?
No. Talking to Susan after she'd been to Ivy's funeral started it off.
Yeah, she happened to mention that Kylie had a younger brother.
When I realised he was 13, I couldn't help thinking about the dates.
After that, it snowballed. Although it hasn't been easy getting this far.
Oh, no, I'm sure it hasn't. Finding out about Rich brought back so many painful memories for us all.
Yeah, we weren't even sure if we should get in touch.
What do Tom and Helen think of it all?
Well...
They've been marvellous.
Obviously, it was a huge shock for them at first.
Yeah, it must have been.
Well, they had quite a lot of doubts. What was the right thing to do? Should we hold back?
I'm not surprised.
But now...
They're more relaxed about it. Oh, they got on so well with him on Sunday.
Yeah, they actually arranged for Rich to come here, not us.
Yeah, I only wish we could have told you sooner.
Oh, it's all right, Tony.
But it was so finely balanced.
Yeah. Eamon and Sharon weren't sure about having any contact at all.
It's taken an awful lot of negotiation.
You don't have to explain. The last thing you needed was us barging in our kitten heels.
But this feels like the right time for you to know.
It's absolutely marvellous news.
Oh, he looks a very fine young fellow.
Oh, he is. Isn't he?
Oh, yes, super.
It was wonderful meeting him. Simply wonderful.
And even though we won't get to see him very often...
The fact that we know... We didn't lose everything.
Oh, Pat, darling. Right.
It's a real blessing.
Oh, I simply couldn't be happier for you. Oh,
thank you, Jennifer.
Yes, it's an astonishing piece of news. Oh, I'm so pleased it wasn't what we were all afraid of.
It's nice George will be having a few friends round. Of course, it'll only be family for Kira's birthday, except maybe Helen and Henry.
What are you making, love?
Apple crumble your dad had a fancy.
You're not going under my shirt, Hercules.
Oh, are you going to do anything useful, Eddie, or just sit there talking to your new ferret?
Oh, I'll empty the van in a minute. 40,000, eh?
It's an awful lot.
Oh, ain't it?
Are you sure you got that right?
I heard David telling Jill when I finished milking. 40 grand to store slurry.
It just seems ridiculous to me.
Still, means they're keeping the herd, so my shifts will be safe. Oh, sorry, Hercules.
Was it Eddie? Oh, for heaven's sake.
What?
Clipping his claws while I'm making the pudding.
Why not?
Because I want it covered in crumble topping, nothing else crunchy. You do that outside.
Harry.
Now.
Oh. Come on, Hercules. You'll soon learn it ain't worth arguing when she's like this.
You can see it means the world to them.
Well, after the loss they suffered... Oh, look where you're going, Mrs. Stokes.
And wasn't that a lovely email?
He sounds much more polite than I was at 13.
Actually, you were very well behaved then, Lillian.
Before I discovered horses and boys.
Oh, he does seem a very likeable young man.
Yeah. Anything your side, Jenny?
No, you're clear.
And what do you think, Mum, seeing what he's like?
I'm very glad it's made Tony and Pat so happy. But as Tony said, Rich won't be down here often.
No, I can't expect that.
He clearly has a very full life in Leeds. And perhaps that's just as it should be.
You haven't worn yourself out?
No, it's not that long a walk. And I didn't want to miss this part.
It is special, isn't it?
Yeah, I never get tired of it. The first night the girls stay out on grass after the winter.
It always brings them back to life. Mm.
Went well this afternoon, didn't it?
Telling everyone about Rich.
I wasn't sure how they'd take it, but I needn't have worried.
Jennifer was almost in tears for us.
Yeah, I was very touched by that. It's left me feeling very positive.
I know. Fancy offering to do the milking for Tom this afternoon.
No, perhaps that was a little ambitious.
For the time being, anyway.
Good job he said no. But seeing Rich has given us both such a lift, hasn't it?
I loved having him here on Sunday.
The whole week's been good for us.
Yes.
The bank extending interest-only payments.
And lending us the money for the new polytunnel.
Bet Tom was pleased with that.
He didn't show it while we were still in with the business manager, but he was beaming when we came out.
Oh, he told me he can't wait to order the new tunnel and get it in place.
He's got a real vision for the farm.
Yes, I know.
On the way back from town, he was full of plans for the Tom Archer and Ambridge Organics brands.
I'm pleased he's so committed to this place.
Oh, they both are, in their different ways.
Mm.
Tom's enthusiasm's infectious. He's got me buzzing again.
Oh, take a good look round, Pat. The herd's back out, the spuds have just gone in, and thanks to our children, this place feels as though it has got a future.
Yes, it does.
Well, we should make the most of it. We don't know what tomorrow will bring, but at moments like this, it feels simply wonderful to be alive.